Hey, good day, everybody. This is Dan Young with Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. In this episode, episode 259, we catch up with Kelly Sherpig. Kelly has an amazing history all the way back to childhood with her experience with natural remedies and natural protocols to getting healthy, fast, and safe and effective. And as a result of her experience, became a naturopath, a nutritionist, and an herbalist, being the founder of Alchemy Natural Health in Adelaide, Australia. So, sit back and enjoy this episode as Kelly and I chat about her experiences being a nutritionist, a naturopath, and an herbalist in Adelaide, Australia in this episode, episode 259, Total Wellness Radio. Hey, good day, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. Kelly is joining us from Australia. Kelly, are you on the line okay?
Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you so much for agreeing to be on Total Wellness Radio.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Yeah, I think there's something about the folks in Australia that I've really hit it off with, and I'm going to have to come to your country. I think I've got 6 or 8 of you folks over the last 2 or 3 years that have been on Total Wellness Radio. I think that's exciting.
That's awesome. You definitely have to come over and we can show you what our country's all about, our pure hospitality, southern hospitality, but in Australia.
Oh, there you go. I'm looking forward to it. So the format of Total Wellness Radio has been pretty much the same for our going into 260 episodes now. And we really, provide a platform for natural health practitioners around the world to share their experience, their own personal journeys in natural health for themselves or loved ones, and what they're all about and how people can get in touch with them. And so I'm really excited about our interview today with you. As with most of my interviews, I always like to start, at the beginning and have you share with our listeners what was the catalyst, that event or thing that took place in your own life that put you on a path to natural health?
Yeah, I think like most of us in any sort of medical field, I knew that from a young age that I wanted to help people. I originally thought I wanted to be a general practitioner or a psychologist. I was always the friend that a lot of people would come to with their problems. I would help logicize those problems, talk them out. So I really thought that was the path for me. But it wasn't until I started having my own health struggles, which again, a lot of us in the natural health field do have, that I found I was so passionate about this natural medicine path. So that was probably the catalyst for me. Yeah.
Okay. You have an interesting heritage in your family with home and herbal remedies being passed down. I think that's quite interesting for people to hear about too. Can you kind of go into that a little more?
Yeah, of course. So I grew up in a really small country community in South Australia. My parents owned a fruit property, and also have an Italian heritage. So a lot of the time we were using herbal remedies passed down from my nonna to my mum. We were living off the land, eating what we grew, eating fresh herbs, drinking teas from our fresh herbs, using herbs as medicine. And I was doing that before I even knew how effective and how powerful it was. My mum was always, oh no, you've got a bite or you've got an itch, quickly get the essential oils. I've got a remedy for this. Or mixing some little tincture up that she's made with fruit or herbs, some sort of concoction for me to drink, which at the time I probably detested, but now how the roles have reversed.
Yeah. That's awesome. So at what point, Kelly, did you see this as more than just, family remedies passed down through mom and other family members and really start looking at this as a potential career for you? At what point did you kind of get excited about the opportunities of a business in natural health?
It was honestly when I was going through my health struggles. I don't know if you've talked about it on here, but I had copper toxicity.
Oh, wow.
So I felt absolutely crazy, as you can imagine. Like, my mental health was very shaky. I went to different GPs, nutritionists, naturopaths, you name it, and no one knew what was going on. They said, oh, you're just a teenager. It's hormonal. It's fine. It all settled down. And I finally went to this one integrative doctor, and finally I didn't feel crazy. He actually believed everything I was saying. He sat me down, listened to me, didn't dismiss anything I had to say, and he was so passionate in the way he helped me, and he was the first one to actually help me and get somewhere. And when I saw him in his career, I guess, being so passionate and being able to help me when I'd almost given up myself, I knew that's what I wanted to do for everybody else.
Wow. When you when you talk about actually, you know, the restoration of your own health, about how long was that journey and how long did that take roughly to do that?
Oh, so I think I was probably about 17 when that all started, maybe 16.
Okay.
And it continued getting worse. I was about, probably about 19, and it wasn't until I was about 20 and had moved to Adelaide, which is our city, to start studying that really sort of, I really got on top of things.
Okay. Okay. When it comes to the aspect of your career now, what do you find to be the most exciting aspect? You know, I know for me, it's obviously the aha moments with clients when they, you know, when they have those breakthroughs and they're so excited. What are some of the things that you can share with our listeners about your, you know, the career and the excitement about your career?
Much the same as you. Like, I really enjoy, and I think all us practitioners do enjoy, seeing improvements in our clients and almost reaffirming that food, nutritional medicine, herbal medicine can and does work. I mean, you and I both know it works.
Yes.
Lived it. We've learned it. But then having a client with no medical background who may have probably been a little bit skeptical to start with, come back and show their positive improvements in their condition and their total well-being is just, it's a really heartwarming feeling. I don't think you can put into words just how great that is, you know?
Yeah. That's absolutely true, and I know that you know it's it, for me, and I don't, you know, try to speak for other practitioners, but I've had the blessing of doing this for several years now, going on two decades, and all of the experiences with new clients, it seems like it's always new. You know what I mean, Kelly? It's like, it's like. When we, you know, it's like it never gets old. You know what I mean?
That's exactly right. And I think a lot of jobs, a lot of careers, you know, you fall into that monotony, excuse me, of doing the same thing over and over again. It kind of gets boring. But like you said, for us, it is always new because we are educating every single time we see a client. We are teaching them new things that to us might seem like general knowledge, but to them it's not. And to see the wonder in their eyes and the aha moments for them is, yeah, it's really exciting.
Yeah. So when it comes to, you know, having this natural health practice and working with people, you know, I think we both agree what's exciting. But what do you find to be, what's the most challenging aspect of providing natural remedies to people with their health?
Honestly, that's the other end of the spectrum. I mean, when a particular treatment that you might have used before 100 times worked for someone else didn't work on this particular client, or when clients don't come back, it's really hard not to take that personally, I find.
Yeah.
I'm only very new in my business, but, you know, it really sort of plays on your mind and you start to doubt your knowledge as a practitioner. So you're kind of questioning, well, you know, what have I done wrong? What could have I done better? Did I not research this enough? But I think it's really important to remember, and we do get that, we do see that we do have so many more success stories than negative ones. But, you know, it's the way our brain is trained to remember the negatives rather than the positives. And back in the Paleolithic times when we, you know, had to remember not to go in that cave because that's where our neighbor got eaten by a lion, you know, that was really important. But now, in the age of social media, just focusing on the negatives is so detrimental to our mental health right now.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, all about retraining our brain and focusing on those positives.
Yeah. You know, there's a couple of things that we try to help people understand. I know that you focus on this as well, is that we all have blind spots and we all have areas that we may not be aware of. In terms of, you know, like we're neglecting certain things. And our job as practitioners is to really position these clients who have, unfortunately, and I can't speak for your country. You'll have to educate our listeners. But in our country, here in the United States, it's most people are very confused. They're very misguided. They're very misled by modern pharmaceutical models of disease treatment, not health care, but disease treatment. And so as practitioners in my country, we have to really try to help position them with good education to kind of break through all that and position them to identify, you know, there's been some faulty patterns that they've, faulty habits and some blind spots that they've been doing that if we will just adjust those for over the next 3 to 6 months, and in some cases 1 to 3 years, that you will position the body to restore function. And when it comes to your clients, what is your primary focus? Is it, you know, is it the educational piece or your different services and products? What is it? What's the primary focus with the folks you're working with?
Yeah, well, I 100% agree with you. I think it is very much, you know, those people do have those blind spots, and it is probably a lack of education. You know, growing up from primary school to middle school, high school, you know, not learning about proper health and wellness. So yeah, primary focus for my business is affordable healthcare for everyone and anyone, and education. I really just want to educate the masses, so to speak. And I want to, you know, if I tell one of my clients something and teach them something new about health and their body and how they can restore homeostasis within their body, and yes, they tell two people, then yes, those two people might tell two people.
Yes.
So that education is definitely my main focus. And I do that at the moment through my clinic, which I have here in the city. I also go back home once a month to the country town and do a clinic there as well. I've been doing through blogs and also some wellness events.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So the wellness events are still, you folks are able to do some of those over there now still, or?
Mostly online, but where I am in Australia at the moment, we've been pretty lucky. We've only just had a few more cases sort of resurface. So we've basically been able to open back up again.
Oh, that's awesome.
To some form of normality. Yeah.
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. My country, as you can imagine, has for whatever reason, gone a very dark path when it comes to handling this. In some states, not all. We've been very fortunate here in Wyoming. We still are able to do some classes and things like that. So live classes for me have always been something that I've focused on, and people seem to get the most out of that hands-on, eyeball-to-eyeball group experience. You know what I mean? As far as the impact that it has on their education. So
definitely, I agree. It's just so much easier to build rapport and to. I think it's more interactive when you're there eyeball to eyeball. You can really sort of feel the positive energy, so to speak.
When it comes to, you know, obviously your family history, your background, being raised with the herbs and things of that nature, who else comes to mind, Kelly, that you feel has really influenced you the most in terms of the path you're on now as a naturopath?
Well, growing up, like you said, in the small community, we were all sort of taught to help each other any way we could. But the person that sort of sticks out most to me is actually my grandpa. He, you know, always told me from a young age to help other people however I can. You know, it costs nothing for a smile. It costs nothing to lend an ear. It costs nothing to be friendly. If you can help people in those ways, because you don't know what struggles they're going through.
Yes.
You know, that's the most simplest form of therapy. And, so I think he probably made the biggest impact in my life for putting me on this path. Yeah. But other than that, I would have to say the integrative GP, just seeing him in all his glory and being so passionate and how much he loved his field and his work in natural health. Yeah, that's when I knew that was exactly what I was going to do.
So when did you open up your your clinic?
I actually opened it after 6 months of traveling the world after I finished university last September. So okay. It's only been open for not even a year yet. So it's a little baby clinic at the moment.
Okay. Well, congratulations. I hope it's off to a good start for you.
Thank you. Well, yes, it is, minus the COVID. It's doing really well. There's a long way to go, but I'm very, very happy for sure.
That's excellent. That's excellent. When it comes to, you know, I know you've been working at this for about 6 months now, but when it comes to client wins, what kind of client wins can you share with our listeners kind of in a general way, you know, the things that you've seen thus far in just 6 months?
Actually, I do have a client that comes to mind. A young guy come to me exhausted, so, so tired. He was always getting sick. I think he was currently in one of the biggest illnesses that he'd ever had in his life. Mm-hmm. And he came to me, you just see him deflated. And we had a consultation. I prescribed him some herbs, nutritionals, lifestyle, dietary advice, the usual. Made sure I educated him and told him what I was prescribing and why. Made sure he made some smart goals so that he could, you know, also say, yep, I put my hand up to do this. I can achieve this. Literally within a couple of weeks, he messaged me and said that he was feeling incredible. He said he was finally able to push himself again with his riding. He's a bike rider. He wasn't getting sick. He was feeling like an absolute new person. He'd tried so much and he felt like he was at a complete loss. He just said it was incredible. He didn't think he was ever going to be able to feel that way again.
Wow.
And hearing that was just amazing. It was one of actually my first clients. So that kind of reaffirmed me that, yes, I'm on the right path, I'm doing the right thing, and I can help people.
Wow, that's so awesome. And the thing, too, that is amazing to me is that we're doing this in a non-invasive, non-toxic, no side effect kind of approach, and people just, it really resonates with them.
You're absolutely right. It really does. And that's what he's been one of my biggest advocates now. I'm very grateful. He's always plugging me and he's got friends to reach out and he's always saying, oh, you need to see this naturopath. She's amazing. She'll help heal your body and teach your body to heal itself. And I was like, yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm educating and trying to educate the masses.
That's awesome. Good for you. What are some of your directions and goals in the future, Kelly, with your business? I know what you're just kind of hitting the ground running and everything, but where do you want to see yourself in the next, you know, 3 to 5 years and so forth as far as your goals?
That's a great question. I really, really want to do more education events. I would love to do corporate wellness. I think that's definitely an area that gets overlooked a lot. In the natural health world or in the health world in general, I would love to do TED Talks. Having my own TED Talk has been a dream of mine since I can remember.
Good luck.
And a podcast. So if that happens, you'll definitely have to be a guest on my podcast for sure, Dan.
Well, I would love to. I would love to. That'd be great. As we get ready to wrap this up on our end here, Kelly, what is, if there's like one piece of advice, one comment that you want to share with our listeners, you know, word of encouragement or something that you know is evergreen and it'll really bring them value. What would that one comment be?
It would be to live your life 80-20. Life's not about being perfect. It's about learning how to perfectly balance everything.
Mm.
Whether that be with food, with stress, with anything, any aspect of your life, it's 80-20. You do what feels good for you, listen to your body, and it'll tell you what it needs to.
Yeah, that's excellent. That's sound advice. Thank you so much. As we get ready to wrap this up, what is the best way for our listeners to connect with you via Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, email? That we'd love to make sure we capture all this for the listeners.
Yeah, wonderful. So my Facebook is Alchemy Natural Health. My Instagram is also Alchemy Natural Health. My website is alchemynaturalhealth.com.au. And you can email me at hello@alchemynaturalhealth.com.au.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Kelly. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me, Dan. It's been absolutely amazing.
And we will do it again, promise.
Oh, 100%, promise.
Okay, wonderful. For Kelly at Alchemy Natural Health, this is Dan Young. Thank you so much for making Total Wellness Radio a part of your day. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Total Wellness Radio, brought to you by Country Doctor Nutritional Center. For over 22 years, Country Doctor Nutritional Center here in Cheyenne, Wyoming, has been providing nutritional therapy for chronic illness cases of all kinds for people all over the country. But we also offer a wholesale line of products to other practitioners around the world. This product line is state and federally regulated for GMP, meaning good manufacturing practices, so you can rest assured when you sign up as a wholesaler with Country Doctor Herbals, you're providing your clients with the very best that science and nature has to offer. For more details, go to our website, countrydoctorwholesale.com, or contact Becca Mayo Harrison directly, 307-316-3159, so you can establish your own Country Doctor Wholesale account. Take care and thanks for tuning in.